Welcome to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell, where we share helpful tips, introduce exciting new products, and celebrate all things machine embroidery. I'm your host, Kim Christofferson, and I can't wait for you to experience the joy of creativity with us. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to What's New Wednesday here at Kimberbell. I'm Kim Christofferson, and today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. If you are listening to this on the podcast, you are listening to Machine Embroidery with Kimberbell. But if you're watching this on Instagram, yes, Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, you are watching What's New Wednesday. Who do I have with me this morning? Looks like we've got Susan from Hortonville, Wisconsin. Good morning, Susan. Hi, Gwen from California and Kay from Oklahoma. Good morning, Kathleen from Brighton, Colorado and Tina from East Texas. Hi, Marianne from Canby, Oregon and Mary from Salem, Oregon. Good morning, Anne from New Mexico and Deidre from North Carolina. Elena, also from North Carolina, and Marina from Victoria, British Columbia. It's so good to be with you guys today. Thank you for joining me. We've got lots to talk about, as always, right? So let's go ahead and jump right in with a little bit of Sew and Tell with Kimberbell. Here we go. All righty. Well, you guys have been busy, busy, busy making stuff. It's all looking so good. Let's take a look at something that's perfect for this time of the year because it's just right around the corner. And that is the Hoppy Easter Save the Date Pillows. This one comes from Juanita. She says, my sisters chose their colors for this one. She enjoyed the process. And Juanita, I loved the fabrics they chose. And how beautiful of you to put those together for them. Absolutely gorgeous. Here we go. Ah, I just love the different fabric renditions of something like that. That is an instant download. And the idea behind those save the date pillows, of course, is that you make them and switch them out for every special date during the year. And you did a beautiful job on that, Juanita. Thank you for sharing. This one, it's kind of fun to show you because she used clear blue tiles with one of our most recent designs that we featured last week on What's New Wednesday. She used this on a quilt called the Exploding Heart here. She's the new heart quilting background design. She said it was perfect for this quilt. So let's take a closer look at that design. If you remember that, see all those little hearts in there? That was something we talked about last week on What's New Wednesday. She already put it together so quickly. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing that. Again, just beautiful. And it goes to show you that background quilting from Kimberbell can be used on all kinds of projects. It looks especially good on that heart. Thank you so much for sharing that, Lisa. All right, you know we can't go a week without talking about rope wool, so let's feature a couple of those today. This one comes from Kathy. She said she made her first one and that she was very nervous, but she loved the end result. She's going to be making more because there are so many possibilities. Oh, Kathy, didn't that turn out really, really cute? Absolutely love it. I'm so glad you had a good experience with that. Also, Jamie, she says she needed a quick gift. She says less than an hour. Absolutely. For a new neighbor who took them dinner last weekend, she said this was a nice thank you gift with some strawberry jam that she had canned. She's in love with the rope bowls. Yes, I am too, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're loving it too. It does make the perfect little quick gift. Like she said, in less than an hour on that one. Beautiful, beautiful job, Jamie. All right, and one more to share with you this week. Oh, this was clever. I thought you guys would like to see it as well. This one comes from Linda, and she took the rope bowl collection and made some coasters for Easter. But what I especially love, and let's take a closer look here, is that she actually took some of the bunny faces from prior Kimberbell projects and put them in the center of the coaster and the Easter basket. How fun is that? Let's see. She took, let's see, the all ears bunny hoop design, and then also one of the bunny designs from our bench buddies from a few years ago, and that became the center of her coaster. Look at this. Oh, so cute with our Kimber Bell rope. Ah, oh, I absolutely love it. And then even just making the design with the rope itself. Super cute idea. If you're looking for any of those rope bowl designs, you can find them through this project CD, Happy Place Embroidery Projects. Ah, gotta love it. So thank you so much, everyone, for sharing your projects. If you have a project that you've been making with Kimber Bell product, we'd love to see it. You can join us over on Facebook at the Kimber Bellas and Fellas Facebook page and let us know or share your projects, share your pictures. We love to be inspired. So go ahead and do that when you get a chance today, even, right? We'd love to see them. All right. Another new theme this week is a new background quilting design that I think you're absolutely going to love. And I especially love what our team did here with it as well to make it into a final project. So let me pull that up. This is brand new, just listed today, called Graduation. Go figure, right? Graduation 1, I believe it's called. And, you know, it's a perfect time of the year to be thinking graduation gifts, right? So what I especially love about this is perhaps you might not think to make a whole quilt with graduation motifs on it necessarily, but look what our team did with little project bags that we have as blanks at Kimber Bell. These are the little tote bags that they put the congratulations quilting design on. And it's the perfect little size to put some money, maybe a gift card, some treats in there. Wouldn't it be so cute? This is Liz, who oversees background quilting at Kimber Bell. She said, it would be so cute if you did it actually the threads, like did it twice, and you did it in the colors of the school that they graduated from. So really fun idea, don't you think? Oh, let's take a look at that again. Love it. So that is brand spanking new on KimberBell.com this morning. Check it out when you get a chance. All right. In case you missed last week's not What's New Wednesday, but rather Inside the Hoop, we're going to talk about it for a few minutes because this is the brand new show that myself and Deanna and Ginger are doing. And this is being held every Thursday. There you go. There we are. Inside the Hoop at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So if you're in Pacific Time, that's 9 a.m. If you're in Central Time, that's 11 a.m. If you're in Eastern Time, that's 12 p.m., right? Correct me if I'm wrong. And that is every Thursday. Okay. Every week we try to mix it up. Sometimes we bring you some fun, inspirational ideas of extra projects you can do with some of the Kimber Bell patterns that have come out. Sometimes it'll be more like just like a chat discussion on, you know, the hobby that we all know and love. There's lots of things that are going to be happening with Inside the Hoop, interviews, you name it. But last week, we started the brand new second season of Inside the Hoop. So in case you missed it, we actually did put together a brand new set for it. And I want to show you the little recap reel on behind the scenes of how that set came to be. And then we'll talk more about the show. Watched that episode last week. Oh, Madeline, she says, I thoroughly enjoyed last week's Inside the Hoop. I love that. Thank you. And Linda says, the new set looks great. Thank you, Linda. I will pass that on to our team that made that set possible. They truly are the remarkable ones in all that. And it's been fun to be back together with my friends, Deanna and Ginger, to talk all things machine embroidery, right? If you missed it, it's not too late to watch it. We'll put a link in the notes here for you so that you can, watch it when you have some downtime. But it really is a fun and inspirational show, usually around 30 minutes or less is all, but very hopefully inspiring as well. So that was last week. And in fact, on last week's show, just want to do a little recap of what we talked about because many of you are probably buying the new quilt called Quilting Through the Seasons right now, right? This is what I'm talking about. But we wanted to show you three different ways to use three different blocks from that quilt so that you can see that when you purchase anything from Kimberbell, and in particular this quilt, there are so many possibilities beyond just the quilt itself. So we did what we call the 1-2-3 challenge, and we'll be doing this periodically through our shows. But Deanna started out by showing her take on what she did with one of the blocks from that quilt. And take a look. Here's some just little teaser photos because I want you to go and actually watch the show to see how this all came together. But she did a beautiful job putting together that spring frame in right here with the lemons. Actually, it was the summer frame with the lemons. But then she was showing that she interchanged it with like the fall design. Okay. Really great idea, especially quick idea, right? We love that. We love the long, we love the short, we love it all. Then I got to do my take on it. And so here I am showing off a quilted tote bag that I used our clear blue tiles method with. Okay. And then we talked about the lining of that tote bag as well. So as you can see, the little birdie block was the block that I pulled from the quilt. And then I used clear blue tiles to quilt it. So to show you how I did that, we went into my own sewing room at home here, and I showed you how to quilt that tote. All right. And then not only that, I mentioned a bonus tutorial. Okay. So we're going to put the link to the bonus tutorial. It wasn't part of Inside the Hoop, but rather I talked about it and I want you to go and watch it when you get a chance. Because if you've ever wanted to line a tote bag, in particular a Kimberbell tote bag, with some really cute fabrics, now's your chance to do that with this bonus tutorial on YouTube. So let's post that link in here for you guys so that the next time it doesn't have to be a quilted tote. If you just want to line a tote bag, there's a bonus for you. So check that out. All right. And then finally, our sweet Ginger right here, she showed how she took one of the quilted blocks and made an interchangeable pillow. Similar to the Save the Date pillows, but smaller in size and perfect for taking something that went directly onto the block itself or onto the quilt itself and change it up for every season. Can you picture the possibilities with that one? Really clever idea. I'm so glad she shared that with you guys. So, yeah, I hope that inspires you to go back and check out the episode so that you can see exactly what we did and how we did it so that you can do it too. Just a few more images to share with you on lining a tote. This is just showing you that, again, it doesn't have to be a quilted tote, it can be any kind of tote. And I show you how easy that is to do. So, what do you think? Let us know how you liked Inside the Hoop. Let us know if you have other ideas for what we could feature on Inside the Hoop. It'd be fun to read them. So chime in the comments. All right. Renee says, I watched Inside the Hoop and it was a great way to get ideas for the designs for the ladder quilt. Yeah. So definitely, again, beyond the ladder quilt, There's so many other things you can do with those blocks. Judy says, love the two about lining a tote bag. Oh, I'm so glad, Judy, because beyond just that project I showed with the quilted one, think of all the other things you're going to do with now knowing how to line a tote bag. Absolutely. Okay, Dee, she says, I'm loving quilting through the seasons. I'm 2/3 of the way through the base quilt. That is awesome. Congratulations, Dee. You know, it is a larger project. There's no doubt about it. There's no hiding that. It is a larger project to do. But I don't want you to become overwhelmed, my friends out there who are embarking on this journey with quilting through the seasons. Take it one step at a time, even one season at a time, and you'll be having so much fun literally throughout an entire year of quilting and sewing and embroidering a project. Because the idea is that you do the base just one time. And once you've got that done and out of the way, now every season that comes around, now pull it out again and do the blocks for that specific season. So don't become overwhelmed. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process, okay? Lucy, she says, where can I see the tote video? If you're talking about the lining of the tote, we have a link in our show notes, and someone from Kimberbell can also post it right here in the comments. But if you're talking about the quilted video on how I quilted the tote, that is part of the Inside the Hoop. All right. Okay. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow because yes, we have another brand new episode of Inside the Hoop. And tomorrow we are breaking down the top 6.5 or 7 misconceptions, myths and misconceptions on machine embroidery. What could that be? We're going to break it down for you tomorrow in that episode. It's actually a fun one that we were filming. I enjoyed the conversation with Deanna and Ginger. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that too. So join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain Time over on our main Facebook page, YouTube, and Instagram. And then once you hear what we thought were the common myths and misconceptions and how we set the record straight, so to speak, we'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that too, because there's probably a whole lot. We want to hear it. All right. Okay. So that's tomorrow. Now I promised you a few weeks ago when we first started talking about Day at the Spa event that I would share with you what the bonus projects are. A lot of you all, you know, it's so fun when we release a new event at Kimberbell because, you know, we're so excited to release the event, but really, what you guys are even more excited about, or maybe just as excited, is that there are bonus projects, okay? Receive through our bonus project program. When you spend $100 at the event, you can earn this bonus CD, all right? So without further ado, let me show you a little recap reel from a few weeks ago when I talked to Ginger about the Day at the Spa projects themselves. So you're going to be able to do 3 projects at that event. And so here's that recap reel. Then I'll show you the actual projects in person here. And then we'll go into those bonus projects, shall we? Let's go with that recap reel. This is Day at the Spa being held here in just a few weeks at a quilt shop, either near you or online. Here we go. Day at the Spa. Who wants a day at the spa? I think we all do, right?
April 5th, you can sign up. It's a one-day event. It'll take about 6 hours, and the projects are divine. You get the lovely, gorgeous event bag, full-color printed instructions in there, everything that you need, including your rope, all that fun stuff.
If you haven't tried the rope bowls yet, this is a good chance to do that. All right, so how many of you are already signed up for Day at the Spa with your favorite quilt shop? If you're already signed up, chime in the comments and let us know. how excited you are about that. I will say this also makes a great like Mother's Day gift. Maybe you want to tell someone, hey, I would love to have this event as a Mother's Day gift. You know, any family member would be thrilled to know that's what you want. Am I right? And be able to purchase that for you. But maybe you want to gift it too. Well, either way, your shops also have these printout PDF files that you can print out that says you deserve a day at the spa. And it is a ticket. It's a blank ticket where you could fill it out and give it to someone or give it to yourself, right? That, you know, someone bought you a day at the spa. Here's your ticket to prove it, right? So, you know, ask your shop that, tell your shop, hey, you know, I know you've got some files for that. I'd love to get them so that you can print it out and actually gift it to somebody this Mother's Day. But here are the projects themselves. We talked about the rope bowls. So let me show you that. You're going to make one of these at the event, but you're going to get a whole lot of rope. You're going to get the whole skein, I should say, of rope. You can put handles on it. You've got the little just relax there tag. And then you've got the gorgeous lavender there in the bottom. But if you are thinking like, you know, I really want to be able to learn how to do these rope bowls from an expert, your shop is that expert, right? And so just beautiful. And don't you love the fabrics as well in this event? Lavender, absolutely gorgeous. So that's one of the projects you're going to do. A second project is this little soap pouch. All things are possible with good soap. You actually get this terry cloth too in it. This was actually, Ginger was saying this was her favorite project from the event. But I think that is so, so fun. Okay. And someone mentioned on that video a while ago, a couple weeks ago, that they use these kind of pouches for shavings, like soap shavings, extra leftover shavings. So that's kind of a fun idea as well. Or you could put like a scented soap or something in there. But some people even mentioned maybe using this as a little sachet. So there's an idea for you. And then finally, you're going to take our new zipper pouch blank. This is like a linen texture blank. And do relax, renew, refresh. Look at all the fun little details that are part of that. Even the quilting is part of that. And wouldn't this be great to like fill it up with maybe some lotions or some, you know, maybe put in a little bath bomb in there, maybe some nail polish or a manicure set or a pedicure set. All of those things would be, all of this would be so cute to make and to gift the actual projects or to send somebody to the event as an experience that you're gifting. So, you know, kind of fun. We'll put a link here on how you can learn more about Day at the Spa and how you can find a shop who is participating in Day at the Spa. And don't forget that no matter where you live, no matter where you live, you can actually take this event online virtually through these shops as well. So whether you're lucky enough to live so close that you can walk through their doors, or we're lucky enough to be able to use the power of the internet to virtually connect online, this event is available to you. All right. So there you go. Now, for those bonus projects I talked about, yes, indeed, you love them. We love them too. So here's a little reel about those bonus projects. And then I'm going to show you the actual projects. All right. Okay. So let's see here. Oh, Debbie, I'm just reading a few quick comments here. Debbie says, my first bathroom is decorated with lavender. I think those bowls and soap sachet would be adorable. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So the bonus projects. I love them all. This is probably my favorite because I am a sucker for lemons. Okay. Love lemons. My kitchen, it has lemons in them. Love them lemons. Okay. So here's what we did. So with these designs, they're designs that you can be used on anything, right? So where I'm going to show you different ways these designs were used. You learned how to make the rope bowl at the event. So why not take the zest design and also turn it into a rope bowl? And I absolutely love and adore what the team did here with doing the two rounds of fabric around that rope. So you've got a green stripe and the yellow stripe, and it says, you're the zest. You're the zest. Okay. I think I need one of these for my kitchen. And then here it is in a larger size so that you can see it also on the larger bowl. So cute. You're the zest. But now you've got that design, right? You've got you're the zest. How about putting it onto a yellow pinstriped apron from Kimberbell? Your shops have all of these blanks that you can use for it. And doing something like a yellow pinstriped apron, sorry for the wrinkles there, you're the zest. And then maybe like, ooh, roll it up, put it in a bowl, put some lemonade in there, or maybe some lemon candies, maybe some lemon hand soap, gift it for Mother's Day again. There you go. You're the zest. All right. Another one that I thought was so cute was you must nourish to flourish. Here we go. That's what it looks like here on this rope bowl. Again, I love how they use the two different fabric combinations to make that. And then it comes in a larger size. So therefore, we also are going to show you how it looks in a larger bowl. You must nourish to flourish. Don't you love that phrase? And let me see. Oh, we also put it on a tote bag. There you go. So many possibilities, right? Okay. Let's show you one that is just some florals. Again, I'm telling you, we're addicted. We're addicted to the rope bowls. I think you will be too here. But I love, again, the simplicity of a floral design like that. And then even how cute it looks on one of our larger pillow cover blanks. All right. Oh, here's the large one. I got to show you all of them. So many possibilities. And you know, if blue's not your color, change it up. Put all kinds of other colors in there for those florals. Absolutely gorgeous. How about all the themes? Just a fun little zipper bag. All of the themes, everything that needs to go in that zipper bag, you put it in something like this. Beautiful, isn't it? And finally, oh no, not finally. I've got a few more here for you. I love this one. Beauty is all around. Look at those butterflies on there. Isn't that gorgeous? Beauty is all around. Again, we just put it on a zipper pouch, but I'm sure there's a lot more you can think of on what to do with them. And then I absolutely adore this one. Wherever life plants you, bloom with grace. Don't you love that? Ooh, that is pretty. That is speaking my language right there. Wherever life plants you, bloom with grace. I love the sentiment. I love the colors that they used. I'm kind of I love mustard. I love navy. Ooh. And then we also put it on a tote bag. So there you go. The bonus designs for Day at the Spa, kind of fun. All right. Carrie says, I think that's my favorite. Ooh, I'm so glad, Carrie. Awesome. Kim Kloss, she says, that would be a nice going away gift. Oh, I'm guessing this one. Yes. I love that idea, Kim. I really like that idea. You've got me thinking now. I've got some friends that are moving. That would be perfect for them. Love it. All right. Or maybe, hey, even like the high school graduate or the college graduate, they're moving on to new adventures, right? That would make a great little sentiment to share with them as well. Yeah, Deb, she says graduation gift as well. Yep. Jennifer, bridal shower gift. Ah, love it. All right. So that's what we had to talk about today. It's kind of a shorter episode today, but I wanted to share with you what's new and, of course, share with you what's what you guys are making. Before I go, though, we do have a giveaway and one more little sneak peek for you. When I say a quick little sneak peek, I'm not a kidding. How about 6 seconds worth of a sneak peek? You're going to kill me for this. But we have a lot more information on our Kimberbell website on this because we have a new product coming out here in just a few short weeks. So here's your 6 second teaser on it. And it is called One Hoop Wonders. Don't blink. You might miss this 6 seconds. So here's the teaser.
Hey.
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 Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I wasn't kidding. Let's watch it one more time.
Hey,
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 hey.
All right, so there's your little teaser. Sorry, 6 seconds long, but it is called One Hoop Wonders. You know, I will say this. There is definitely so much fun to be had with a Kimberbell project that has, you know, all the extra stuff, all the extra embellishments and stuff. But sometimes, in addition to that, right, you also want a project that you can cuddle up in, you can wrap yourself in and be able to just create something that, you know, is a cuddle quilt, so to speak, right? So One Hoop Wonders is going to help answer that for you. And you're going to love the designs. You're going to love the simplicity of it. And you're going to love that you can make these quilts pretty darn quick, right? PDQ, pretty darn quick. You're also going to love that we have brand new, background quilting designs coming out very, very soon that are larger in scale, okay, and new clear blue tiles designs that are tile sizes that are also larger for those of you who have larger hoops. That's all I'm going to say for now. There you have it. But it's all coming out in just a few short weeks, and we will put a link here for you to learn more about each of those things. But just know in the coming weeks here on What's New Wednesday and Inside the Hoop, we're going to be sharing a whole lot more about it, all the possibilities, how to work with these new tiles, how to work with the new files, how to use these quilt designs from One Hoop Wonders to make all kinds of really amazing projects. So I'm really thrilled about that. All right. So as I end today, here is the giveaway question. And let me show you what you could win. Our friends at Maywood Studio, you know them. They are the producers of the Kimberbell fabric lines. They have been so generous to send me a bunch of different projects or different products, I should say, with fabric, obviously, to give away to each of you. And so this one is through the producers of Maywood Studio. It's not a Kimberbell fabric, but it screams spring. And it's got these, I don't even want to take the wrapper off because it's so beautiful. But look at those dainty little delicate florals in there. The gorgeous colors of the lavenders and greens, mints, blues, pinks. It's perfect for springtime. This one is called Sugar Lilac there. And I want to give this away to one of you. So here's how you enter. It's super simple. Either on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or all the places three chances to win. All you have to tell me is which bonus design from Day at the Spa was your favorite. Okay, let us know in the comments, which of those bonus designs was your favorite? Little recap here. Wherever life plants you, bloom with grace. We've got beauty is all around. We've got all of the themes. We've got just a simple floral motif there. And, oh, we've got nourish to flourish. Here, this one's easier to see. You must nourish to flourish. Or my personal favorite, you're the zest. You're the zest. Let us know in the comments, and someone is going to win this beautiful jelly roll of spring fabrics from Maywood Studio. Now, if you want to check out all of the fabrics from Maywood Studio, in particular Kimberbell fabrics, go to maywoodstudio.com, search Kimberbell, and there you're going to see all of our fabric lines that are out now or are coming out in the next few months, including Christmas and Halloween, which we're really thrilled about. All right, so lots of people chiming in. This is awesome. A lot of people loving that Bloom with Grace. I love it too. One of my favorites, right up with the Zest one for sure. People are mentioning they love them. They love them all, but Bloom with Grace is definitely a top runner, it looks like, as you're chiming in with the comments. This is awesome. All of the themes. Yeah, Karen says all of the themes. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining me today. Please join Ginger, Deanna, and myself tomorrow. Don't forget, 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram for Inside the Hoop. We're going to be breaking down those misconceptions about machine embroidery. Maybe send a friend to watch it too so that they know all the possibilities with that machine of yours. I hope we'll see you there. Until then, keep doing what you love, everyone, and keep experiencing the joy of creativity. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening today. We'd love for you to subscribe at any of your favorite podcast platforms. Hey, and while you're there, we'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review. And don't forget to share the podcast. You can find us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and of course, kimberbell.com.